Hello?
Yeah, literally disconnected us like right on cue.
Yeah, I didn't realize
Yeah.
that was going to do it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh dang, because it said 6110, and usually it cuts off like right at 60 minutes of talking, and then they have to start a new
Oh,
recording.
and then it looks like somebody else is calling me too from there.
Yeah, it's probably one of our reps trying to return the call. Usually it tells them if it disconnected. But I already put it like a notification that we're closing out the category, so they shouldn't be reaching back. It's probably just me. Maybe I double-clicked when I called you back. Okay. So 254 Chapman Road, Suite 208, Newark, and it's 19702.
Yeah, 19702, yep.
Okay, and do you want the LLC displayed in your business name?
Yeah.
Okay, it's up to you. I just have to ask. And then, how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
It's 24/7, that's fine.
Okay, I like that because there's a little red and green open closed icon, so I don't want to stop them from calling you, you know. Usually,
Yeah.
it's not like you're going to usually do a same day project anyway. They usually just want to talk about it. Get it set up. Okay, 24/7 open avail, and then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers.
Yeah, cash, checks, cards, credit cards, Bitcoin. No.
I never got into Bitcoin. I don't know if that's like bad on my part, but I do have Google certification, so we do get a little bit of stock there, and that's like the only stuff that I have. I've
Yeah,
never really gotten into like Bitcoin.
I should have bought like $1,000 worth of Bitcoin in 2010, 2006.
Man, in 2006, I was 12 years old.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
Oh, you're close to me then. I'm 27.
Yeah, I was gonna say you sound young for three kids.
Yeah,
Yeah,
27.
my oldest was born when I was 27, and then now I got
Okay.
another one. Yeah. All right, saved. All right, so I have your business profile created. For that client interview, I talked to you about that briefly earlier. That's where they're going to go over like all the keywords, the service area that you want to target. We'll get started on your website, buy the domain name for your website. So it's basically just a set interview process. I'll walk you through about 25 to 30 questions all over the phone. It should be pretty easy, like general knowledge questions about your company. But we do ask for an hour to complete the appointment, just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What do you think would be the best time to do your client interview?
Tomorrow, wait, what, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Tomorrow's
What the
Wednesday.
heck?
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow I have my kid's dentist appointments.
Oh, joy. I hate doing that.
Yeah. I don't
My
think.
son's horrible at the dentist. I always gotta hold him down.
Yeah. Probably Thursday morning.
Oh, you don't have anything today or like tomorrow? We usually like to start working on everything right away because it's a month-to-month service. So we usually want to be able to have you, you know, before the next bill rolls around, be able to
Oh
look
yeah,
back.
if it's today, then yeah, today works
Yeah, I mean,
anytime.
if you want to get it rolling like quickly, the soonest I can get you in would be like 1 to 2. But I also have like a couple spots this afternoon. I have a 4 to 5, a 5 to 6, and a 6 to 7.
Let me do 4 to 5 that way, because I do gotta get some things done in the next like 40 minutes to the hour.
Yeah, while they're sleeping.
Yeah.
For the chaos. Okay, hold on. So let me just get this slot for you. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll text you 1 hour prior just as a heads-up reminder to check if that's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, you could always text me too at that line. I'm your account lead, so when you text that, it comes over to me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let me save. right? You should see that come through. If you see things for Jazwan John Hill, that's also me. I typically go by my middle name, but if you see Jazwan Hill and John Hill, it's the same guy. A lot of my stuff says like jazwanjohnhill@gmail.com. Or at Local Splash.
Gotcha, guys.
Okay. All right. So I have your business profile created and the client interview is scheduled. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle with the website included, how did you want to do that?
Do my card.
Okay. Now, does your card have Elite Renovations LLC on it or does it just say Christopher Mesquita?
I have both because I have my business account and then I have my
personal.
But I think for this, I'm going to use my personal.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to put Elite Renovations LLC on it because Google Advertising is a write-off for you when you do your taxes. You'll actually be able to get all this back when you do your taxes at the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So everything that you invest into it, you'll get it back. It's almost like a savings. And then what's your... Or is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Sorry, what? Come again?
Is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
No. It's going to be different.
Okay. What's the billing address for the card?
It's going to be 5 Martel.
Markel.
Yeah, Martell.
Okay. Okay. Is that Newark as well?
Yeah, Newark, Delaware.
Okay. And 19702?
19713. Yep.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yeah. Let me go grab it. 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just looking for my wallet. My kids would love to grab my wallet and the
car. Yeah, my wife loves to grab mine. That happened to me actually last night. I played night golf last night. I'm a big, avid golfer. And I had gotten to the range and I said, oh, I need a sleeve of balls. Like, let me get 3 balls real quick for my round. And I pull out my wallet and the card's gone. And I'm like, oh, do you guys take Apple Pay? Like, thank God they took Apple Pay or else I would have been stuck over there, like, no ball, trying to beg a guy from the range. Hey, throw me a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Looking like a homeless guy out there.
Yeah.
How did you afford your round? Yeah.
I found it, so.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
4430.
4430.
4900.
4900.
0733.
0733.
8721.
8721. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0128.
01 of 28, and then three-digit code on the back.
863.
863. Okay. And then I need your undivided attention here. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as added protection for you.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Elite Renovations, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Christopher Mesquita, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Christopher, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but if you see calls coming from us, it's probably urgent, so try to get back to us a little faster than the clients.
right.
Just so you can make sure nothing, like no suspensions or anything happens with your listing. And then it says, in hiring our company Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Sorry, broke up there. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, that one's kind of wordy anyway, so I'll just give it to you like in layman's terms as if I was talking to my friends outside. So we're hosting all of your online listings for your company. It's not just Google. It's all the things that have a pre-existing relationship with Google. And the reason we do that, or a big reason we do that, not the only one, is we want to make sure that everything is consistent with what we're giving people on Google. Like, we want to make sure all your listings have the same name, address, phone number, website. Otherwise, the AI portion of this will suspend the listing until we verify if there's any, like, discrepancies. So we know what you're already using. We're just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, just double check with us so we can make sure that you're not, like, duplicating any of the listings or paying more money for something that we're already doing for you.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Make sense? And we also want to avoid those suspensions, because if you create like another Yelp listing, for example, and you forgot that we already have a Yelp listing for you, what they'll do is they'll actually suspend both those listings. Like, you can't have two of them. You just need to have one that's fully transparent and all the information matches up with the other platforms.
Gotcha.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Okay. The first month's payment is going to be a non-refundable payment just due to the discounts that I applied. It's going to go through today. It is February 4th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted price of $299 for the full Platinum Package Bundle. I've also included a custom website designed for you at no additional cost, and I've waived the setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement is going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the fourth day, but it's going to be in the discounted price of $299. So you keep that discount for the Platinum Package as long as you're with us. Now, it says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, please let us know before the next bill is due, or like before the fourth day of the month. So that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to process your payment now, Christopher. When this payment goes through, you're going to get three text messages and three emails. They're the same from both. We just send them to both platforms just in case. The three texts and emails are going to be your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. There's going to be a subscription terms or like a full outline of your agreement in writing. And you'll have to sign off on that. And then you're also going to have that Google verification form that we talked about earlier. So
okay.
Down the line with me here, I want to make sure that you get all of those. It's really important. You only got to get Google verified once for as long as you own the company. So I want to make sure we get you through that process. That's worth every penny on its own. Yeah, but I was really happy that I was able to get that pricing structure approved for you too. Should save a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you got $3, you got a diaper over there.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, we could put another $750 or whatever into your pocket when we steal you away from buying leads.
Right.
Yeah, so that'll be good. I've been doing this a long time, so I'm really happy that I was able to help you out. Sometimes I speak to guys and they're just kind of like, you know, the older business owner. Yeah, okay, now, you know, now, here, take it, bye, you know.
Yeah.
Then I run into younger guys like our age and it's like, it's a lot better. It's a lot better just because the communication, you know, you're like, okay, you just shoot me a message. I could check in with you guys pretty often. It's easy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and let your missus know, too, if she has questions, comments, or concerns, I could add her to the account if you'd like. And then you could anytime she calls in, she'll have full access to everything, too. I don't know if she's, like, answering the phones for you from time to time or maybe will help you, like, with the tracking system. I don't know what her role is for the company. Obviously, mom is the hardest role in the world already. But,
yeah.
You know. If she's helping out with this too, you know, we can make sure she has access to everything.
Right. Yeah, no, for right now, I guess we could just, kids, I just answered the call, so.
Okay. So, let me go ahead and add her. What's her first and last name? Or probably same last name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's her first name?
Mary.
Mary. Okay. Mary Mesquita, M&M. Okay, I'll just add her to the profile. That way, if we ever get a call, they'll know it's for this account and for Elite Renovations LLC.
Okay.
All right. And then I just want to make sure. So it looks like the initial invoice came through. That one is the outline of your terms. If you click on that link, it'll have a full outline of everything in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation. Then it'll ask you to sign off on the bottom, and then there's a hard copy of this in your email, and we'll have a hard copy on file. So your service agreement never changes. Like if I croak one day, not that I plan on it, just hypothetically, you know, your agreement's going to stay the same. They're not going to magically go up on you or change. The only way it changes is if you call us and you say, hey, I want to do some Google ads and Google guarantee or grow into like a bigger package.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And then the Google verification form should be coming through. Okay, it looks like you got your username and password. Username's your phone number. Password is good ads. And then once you log into that, you have the option to kind of change the UN and password to whatever you like. We do have an app. It'll send you an email with a link to the app. Only customers can download that app. It's not something that's just in the app store. So they'll send you the link for that as well. I definitely recommend the app version. It's a lot easier to navigate than the PC version on your phone. And then let me see here. Where is your Google verification form? That one's taking the longest. Okay. Looks like the Google verification form is there too. Okay. And this one will have a link that's says url.localsplash.com/Google.
One second. I think my signal just went down.
Okay, no worries. So there's basically a four-step checklist that we'll need from you, all right, in order to make sure that everything gets going as fast as possible. The four things are this. You got to sign your subscription terms. Number two is going to be the client interview, right? Number three.
Yeah, see that one? So there's that. Facebook ads. Oh, okay, because you guys put it on Facebook ads, too.
Correct. Yeah, there's going to be a Facebook business profile. So we're going to have multiple ways of generating leads. We're not just relying on Google. We're we're basically surfing the internet. Like if there's anybody out there and they're within 25, 30 miles, they look up a service you provide, we want to make sure your name's in that conversation. It's in our best interest, because if you land that job, you could end up paying for the service for the next 6 months or a year, you know? But, I was saying, so there's a pin that's going to come to you in the mail. There's a client interview that's scheduled for this afternoon between 4 and 5. You want to sign your subscription terms, and then you also want to fill out that Google verification form.
Gotcha.
Sounds like a lot, right?
Yeah.
I can actually, type this up for you. So, here, one... I'll send it to you in the text.
See what the password is. Okay, sorry, it's not capital G.
Sign subscription terms to client interview today. You're bilingual, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That helps a lot too. Client interview today. It's going to be 2-4.
So I was trying to log into the dashboard, but it says,
might be pretty blank right now until we have everything up and running.
954-815-9492. Password, I'll just copy and paste it.
Mm-hmm. Just good ads. And it looks like it says, this is going to be 1-2, which is going to be 4-5. p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then step 3 will be Google verification form. And step 4 is going to be send in pictures and logo. To photos at local splash.
Oh, I was about to pay it again, because it says my...
No, don't do that. Well, don't do that.
Oops, your subscription is not active.
Yeah, it probably won't say it's active until we complete these steps first. So the tracking system usually stays pretty dead until we actually have stuff to track.
Gotcha, okay.
So I'm sending you a text right here for you, Dad. and this will this is just kind of like the 4 steps we need from you, so that way when we disconnect you don't lose track of what you got to get done. So step 1 is sign your subscription terms. Step 2 is going to be the client interview today. It's 2/4/2025 between 4 and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The 3rd thing is fill out your Google verification form, and then the 4th thing would be to send in pictures and logo to our company. Also, there will be a pin in the mail unless Google tells us we don't need to do that process, but that's the standard process. So I'll also put 5 Google verification letter in the mail. Okay. I know it looks like a lot, but once you get through these loops, you'll never have to do it again. So it's just establishing your company long term. Online.
Right.
Yep. So anybody you see on that first page had to go through these loops in order to get there.
Okay, so I guess I already signed that and it's good.
Okay, yeah, they'll send a hard copy to your email. I'm not seeing where it says terms and conditions signed. Usually it gives me a little notification here in this corner of your account that it was already submitted, but maybe it'll take a little bit come through. I'm more concerned with the Google verification than anything, just because right now it's like people couldn't even find you if they looked up your business name. We got to solve that problem.
So it's just going to have me sign into Google here?
It might just be your email when it's telling you to sign into Google. Yeah, just your Gmail. That way they know it's you. You're talking about the Google verification form, right? You clicked on the one that says, url.localsplash.com/Google.
Yeah.
you want to log into that mezqchris1@gmail.com, because that's what they have on file. And that way, when you submit the form, because that'll go to the Google headquarters, but they'll be able to see your account with us, and they'll know it's you. And they'll have all the other information there, too.
Says, upload a picture of tool and equipment which you use to carry out your work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's the full verification form. So you want to fill this out as best you can. Mainly the ones that have the red asterisk next to it, those are the most important for the contractor category that you're in. And then at the very bottom, you'll see there's a little section that says, like, sometimes Google may need additional information in order to get you verified. And, you know, they might have to do a video call. So you have to check the box that you're okay with us doing the video call. So it'll actually be like a three-way video call with the Google headquarters, and we'll verify you over the phone if you're missing anything, just to make sure we still get you verified.
So I don't have, like, a commercial car or anything like that yet.
That's fine.
So I guess I just put, like, tool, like, pictures of tools?
Yeah, you can put, like, just the back of the car and, like, cover the license plate if you want, and I've had Google accept that from my clients. Like, the idea is just they want to see that there's something there in the system. You know, there's also sections where it asks you for, like, license, insurance, business registration, business card. Like, some people don't even have business cards. Business cards are outdated, you know? So that's why it's, like, just focus on the ones where it's, like, got the red asterisk. Those are the most important. But still, if you're missing anything, like, fill it out as best you can. All of it as best you can at the end of the day, as best you can. And then at the bottom, the video call will be, like, the last resort. So if we can't verify it with what you have submitted, we'll do the video call, and we'll just verify you over the phone, bypass the whole process with an actual representative. But that should be last resort. Like, we want to basically promise the customers that are calling you off the first page that we've already done this due diligence for them. So that way they don't have a problem, like, just calling you and hiring you, you know? It's a verified guy. He's not hiding anything. It's traceable back to him. Got all his insurance,
right,
license.
Right.
It just lets them know you're doing good business.
I don't really have clear pictures of the car, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could snap them, like, where it says, like, upload file. If you're on your phone, like a mobile device, you can go outside and just, you know, snap one. Or if you have, like, a picture of the light, or, like, the license, like the paperwork, you just snap a picture of it. You don't have to physically send it in. It's just you send it in digitally there.
Off of tools or equipment you just carry.
I guess that one can't do that.
Don't stress out about it. By the way, so usually when I sign a guy up, it takes him like a day or two to get all this together. Don't stress yourself out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't stress yourself out right now trying to pull it all together, right? This one is one that's like, usually we do the client interview, and like a lot of times the verification form is the last thing we get. I have guys who are like, we sign them up, they're out on a job or on a roof even, you know, and then they're like, okay, I'll get back to the office. I'll send you the form on Wednesday, or, you know, it's fine. Whenever you're ready to submit it, submit it. If it takes you time to kind of pull this stuff together, that's totally fine. That one's like no rush. You just want to make sure we do it the right way versus, cause the video call is kind of like the last option. Right now, you've already signed your subscription terms. So all I want you to focus on really is to be available for that client interview appointment. That's the next step. Mm-hmm. That's going to be this afternoon between 4 and 5, and then take your time with the verification form. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, officially, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you and getting things up and running and making some money together. You have my direct number. We also have 24/7 customer service. Okay. So if you do ever feel stuck, just pick up the phone, give us a call. You know, we're here for you. We'll make sure we walk you through the whole process and get everything up and running as fast as humanly possible.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. No, I appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you for taking your time and explaining everything to us and, being patient with us.
Yeah. I've learned that, you know, for my 12 years, our educated clients, like the ones that I sit here and educate on everything that we're doing, they're usually the happiest ones because they know exactly what they're paying for each month. It's not just looked at as a bill. It's an actual service, you know? So, yeah, you know, like I said, we're here for you. It's not just me. There's a team of people here for you. There's going to be a bilingual representative doing your client interview with you this afternoon, just in case you want to target some Spanish keywords. They'll be able to give us some data on that too. So see how they're performing. And if you want to go that route, we'll be able to target that audience too.
Okay. That works. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great day, Chris. We'll talk to you between 4 and 5. Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Bye bye.